Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Am we still allowed to call you that?
Well, I'll always be a comedian, mate.
Yeah.
Whether I'm on stage or not.
For the benefit of branding the podcast, it would be very helpful if we could carry on. So that's good. So we are in the midst of a double game week. So by the time some of you hear this, then the Palace-Everton game will have been played. But as we record it, it hasn't. And we will be talking slightly more ignorantly than usual about what's going to happen in that game. But double game week upon us. Before we go through the fixtures, we're going to go through the results. We're going to go through all your questions later on. But once again, if it's a preview for next week, a little bit disappointing as double game weeks go, isn't it?
Not for me, mate. I'm having a blast.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying myself at the moment. No, I'm having a great one, yeah. I've gone up. Gone up.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I'm currently, as we talk, I'm on 79 points.
Okay.
Gone up 50 places, but I did bench boost, that's why.
Oh.
To largely no point, so I'd probably be doing almost as good without the bench boost. But, yeah, it's been a strange one, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think most people brought in Everton players as their double game
that
week.
That was the problem, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they've scored next to nothing.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe if you're listening to this after the Everton game, you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Lukaku's got 7 goals.
Oh, I'd be well there
is, that is the danger of these double game weeks, that we just sound even more ridiculous.
Yeah, well already it hasn't really paid off, has it? Because no one... Other than, I mean, I had Scott Dan at the back and he got a clean sheet, 6 points. That's quite nice. But other than that, I don't know. There hasn't been too many, like Lennon, largely irrelevant. Lukaku captained him. I know you did the same, Craig.
Yes,
I did.
He only
scored 2 points. He could come good and score a couple in the next game, or even one goal would make
it. It's such fine margins, though, because Lennon was close to scoring a goal. Lukaku was close to scoring a goal. If they both do, then I'm having a great week. As it happens, I'm not.
Yeah, that's right. What about you, Ash? How many...
I was so focused on the double game weeks and doing the things, I forgot the fairly fundamental things about setting your bench.
Yeah. I did notice that.
I missed dinner.
I was sat at home, right? And then at 3 minutes to the deadline time.
Yeah. Just the normal time you sort of log in on and just put anything. You thought, I'll have a look at the bloody team if I'm asked.
I was like, shit, I forgot to... I've done all the transfers. So I brought in Deulofeu for the double game week or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I realised I haven't set my captain.
Yeah.
So I went in, literally as the deadline came on, I changed my captain, press save, then went and did my bench, press save, and it was too late. Oh. So I've got Alderweireld, Sigurdsson, and Deulofeu all on the bench.
That is absolutely gobsmacking. So Deulofeu you've got as your third sub, and he's in a double game week.
Yeah.
Alderweireld scored 15 points and Sigurdsson scored about 10 points. 11 points.
Yeah, so I've missed out probably 30 points
on
the bench.
That's what happens when you live on the edge.
Jesus Christ.
Too busy playing Goblin Bowl.
Yeah. Don't make your brunch after you've done the FPL.
Yes. Right.
That'll be it.
It's been put there for a reason, to separate the men from the brunch-eating boys.
The banana and cornflakes on toast can wait, Ash.
Yeah.
Are you as inventive with your food choices as you are with your drinks?
Nah, I don't reckon. Although I was...
Although this morning I did have...
Today all I've had is space food. Some sort of thing that's like weird protein thing that you can go into space with and you can live off of it. It's like some sort of paste or whatever. You can just survive, yeah. They were paying people last year. People 36 grand to live off this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that answers
they're dead now.
Yeah. That answers no questions. That doesn't answer any question.
I asked it as an innocuous question. For listeners, Ash has a bit of a reputation for drinking. I once was with him when he had a
drinking. Yeah. Just for drinking. Craig gambling, Ash drinking, Tom heroin a lot of the time.
Tia Maria and Fizzy Orange, I believe it was.
I think
or something
it was,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to FPL. You mentioned Sigurdsson. It's interesting you mention him, actually, because did you see the stat? He's actually the third top scorer in 2016 in the Premiership.
Is he?
Behind Aguero, and only Aguero and Kane have scored more goals in 2016 than Sigurdsson.
And you know, the other week I said, always get, if they're both playing, get Sigurdsson and Sessegnon. It's like a fantasy football rule.
Yeah, you did say he's very reliable normally, so you did mention it. But what you could have had, if you had a dream scenario going through the results, first one up, probably game of the weekend, to be honest, was West Ham 3, Arsenal 3.
Ash versus Tom.
Yeah. If anyone triple captained Andy Carroll.
Oh, imagine that. Do you think there was anyone?
No.
I think we would have heard it.
Yeah.
Fantasy Yamar would have tweeted about someone.
Fantasy Yamar would have definitely tweeted that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think there was.
He was only 0.3% picked, I checked.
Really? Fuck me. And that would just be from morons who just haven't touched their team since he was good.
Or Kevin Nolan.
Yeah.
They were good. Kevin Nolan, they were good friends, weren't they? So he probably was on there. But from an outside non-FPL point of view, Ash, do you think, I know it's a boring question, but do you think he could make a run at the Euros if he plays now until the end of season?
He could fucking score a hat-trick every game. What, like, you know, what's it called? The perfect hat-trick. Left foot, right foot, head.
Yeah.
Every game for the end of the year. And get sucked off by Mahrez on the last day of the season. Yeah. He still wouldn't get picked.
I mean, is that criteria for getting in the England squad now? You have to get sucked off by Mahrez?
I think it would draw attention to you.
Certainly would.
Exactly, but he still wouldn't.
No.
Well, he's just a bit of a liability, isn't he? With injury and being a bit of a
pisser. It's just so shit. Like, even during the game, they were saying, so he scored a hat-trick.
Hmm.
And they were saying, oh, yeah, well, I could see them bringing it on because he brings something different. Like, if you bring him on during the last 20 minutes, it's like, well, he's just scored a hat-trick against Arsenal.
Like in 90 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Who is it he's going to be playing against at international level that's so amazing?
Mm.
I mean, Arsenal haven't got the best defence in the universe, in fairness. But
and to be fair, taking Andy Carroll to the Euros with Jamie Vardy being there, they'd just
it's a nightmare.
They'd end up going mental, wouldn't they?
They would.
So like doing like snorting coke off each other's ball bags and just like, yeah, fucking.
I think that's the only thing, to actually answer your question, that's the only thing about it is that we've got Kane and Vardy, so it's like,
you'd need some injuries, wouldn't you?
What's the point? Yeah, doesn't make any difference.
And Carroll's got all of them.
Yeah, he's got injuries for the squad.
They're not going to dish him out. He's got them all. But yeah, so that was obviously a big result. Tom got very angry. Apologies for the language from the Twitter account during the Arsenal game. It happens a lot.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just annoying. I mean, 2-0 up and I started thinking, you know, I think we'll, you know, great game against Watford last week. We'll end up playing really well for the end of the season. But, and I was thinking this, it's probably too little too late. I texted the mate that, you know, he was like, oh, great result so far. And I said, yeah, it's probably too little too late. And then we go and fucking draw anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're one of the sensible fans. Twitter went mental of a load of Arsenal fans at 2-0 going, it's on, the league's on, we're going to do it.
No. I'm still thinking it's too little too late, which is frustrating. But even more so now, 3-3.
It was another referee assisted draw for us. Third game in a row, we've been like robbed.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right, you got given a fucking stadium for about £3.50. So don't worry about
listen
it.
Listen to it. Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah. There we go. An actual football related bit of beef on the go instead of it's not food related.
No, that's true. We're staying off that. Other games we had Bournemouth beating Aston Villa 2-1. I think a lot of FPL fans were annoyed that Bournemouth conceded a goal because Charlie Daniels or Simon Francis would have been guaranteed clean sheet points.
But I mean, loads of players have got tons of Villa, probably triple captain of Villa.
Yeah, we're all flooded up on Villa players. We've all got Jack Grealish, the 1960s gypsy in our team, to see what he can do.
He'd be another good one to take to the England team for that little trifecta of drunkards.
Oh, he'd be terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
But someone needs to supply the laughing gas. So that's Grealish, isn't it? That's his role. Crystal Palace got a result over Norwich 1-0, putting Norwich back in a bit of the mix. Next week, Norwich play Sunderland, which is huge for the relegation battle.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
And talking of double games, all that talk last week, and people asked it, do you get Everton players in, three Everton players? But so far, the value for money's come having Palace, hasn't it?
Scott Dan,
any of the Palace defenders. Yeah. And I thought maybe Scott Dan's time was done for the season, but if you stood by him, you got some points out of him.
Yeah, definitely. I, in my secret second team, that's not so secret now, I captained him, actually. And which has paid off already, 12 points in the bag, and he's still got to play.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know.
And Everton aren't exactly looking great. They could easily keep a clean sheet there.
I think that's where a lot of people went wrong, like you say, just piling on Everton players. I mean, I actually got rid of Sigurdsson to put Lennon in.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, you should have done it.
Because I just thought, well, is he going to get the points against Chelsea, against Lennon with two games? But clearly, you know, unless Lennon scores in the next game, you never know.
But he still might. The Palace are pretty poor apart from that result.
Yeah.
Another one that were clean sheet was annoying. Southampton beat Newcastle 3-1. And I, you know, the likes of Forster, Van Dijk and anyone Font and all that, they fucking conceding.
I know.
Lose those points. So frustrating.
Yeah. Definitely.
And conceding to Newcastle is quite embarrassing at the best of times.
That's why you had Forster in between the sticks, as I say.
You can't see it, but Tom's actually got a little phrase book in front of him.
It's the Michael Owen phrase book.
He'll keep dropping them in every now and then. Swansea beat Chelsea 1-0. Chelsea having obviously a terrible season. That carries on with Sigurdsson getting a goal. Watford drew 1-1 with Everton, disappointingly for us all. City, another one, they threw away a clean sheet. West Brom, they were 1-0 down, actually, didn't they? But Champions League, presumably, is their priority right now. And then another game, obviously, we want to talk about. We have to, because it's the, you know, the biggest team in the world right now. Leicester beating Sunderland 2-0. Vardy goes and gets two goals. Weeks and weeks of nothing.
Oh, I kept him in, so I'm happy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, who have you got up front then? Who are your three?
Vardy, Aguero, Lukaku, mate, the old classic.
Oh, so not Kane, yeah.
No, the old classic trilogy. Yeah, no, I was very happy with that. I think that's where I made up a lot of points, because I think a lot of people started, with the double game week coming up, started getting rid of Vardy. For me, I kept him in more because I was moving other players around. I was actually going to get rid of him this week coming up, but I think I might keep him now, possibly, potentially.
Yeah. Well, most people, I think I've got the predictable. I've got Lukaku, Kane and Aguero, which I think is the most common front three at the moment.
Maybe, yeah.
With people shipping Vardy out. But he gets two goals. And Leicester, that's five clean sheets in a row.
That's mad, isn't it? Hoof. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Oh, it's Hoof loose the boat, that's Hoof. That's how we are. He's been fantastic for me. He's been great, yeah.
Any of their... What's their... we were talking about him last week. Fuchs.
Fuchs,
he's just incredible. He's really good.
Fuchs, Wes Morgan, Hoof, Danny. They've all been good value, haven't they? Yeah. All of them. It was Wallace last year, God bless him.
Oh, I know, do you know what? I thought that. We talk about Leicester in depth every week and we don't mention Wallace.
Oh, shit.
A lot of new listeners going, who's Wallace? If you don't know, go back and listen.
Yeah. Is he still there?
He's still alive.
He's still there. He's not getting much game time because they wanted to get better.
Yeah.
To win the league. That was literally the only thing stopping them winning the league.
That was the only thing last year, yeah, that's why they did it.
Wallace was playing. For new listeners, Wazalewski. As he's called, Tom had him in his Leicester side for the FPL side for the entire season.
I wildcarded and I kept him in.
And actually, that was the beginnings of Tom's poor pronunciation.
I think
of football players, Wallers.
Yeah. That's how it started. It started with Wallers, moved on to Wijamin,
ended at Okachani.
In Okachani, yeah.
Interestingly, side note: one of our American listeners, unofficially. Middle named his baby Wallace on our behalf.
Yeah, that's
I don't think the wife knows, but
no, she doesn't know. But we
know. Keep
it's
that
like
quiet.
Hold on, it's only a fucking bonus round in the quiz.
What is
right now, right here? One quiz point.
Is that why you went quiet? Because
can you do this?
I am. I'm the quizzed. I can do whatever I like for a point, for an actual real life quiz point. Who can tell? Who can get the closest?
Yeah.
How many points has Wazalewski scored this year?
Oh, Christ. Not a lot. Okay, I'll have a guess.
Yeah.
Go on.
We'll say it on the count of three.
One, two, three. One.
Two.
Oh.
1 point to Tom.
What's he on?
For the season, he's on minus 1 point.
He's on minus one!
Really?
Oh, he's had enough time of it.
Who's laughing, though? He's walking away with a fucking Champions medal, mate.
I wish I know what it, I don't know exactly what happened, but basically he scored 0 points all season. Then at some point he's come on against Arsenal and got minus 1 point, and then that's it.
Bless his little heart.
You can stick your minus one up your arse. He's getting a medal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot more than Alexis Sanchez will be getting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't care. Elsewhere, we've got Liverpool beat Stoke 4-1, and Divock Origi getting two goals. Yeah. He also scored against. He was really good against Dortmund. In the Europa League, I watched that game and he was class. So I don't know if he's a bit of like a bit of a differential pick for someone for the double game weeks coming up.
I think so. Yeah. I think people have been looking at Liverpool players.
What are the Liverpool games?
They've got a few.
The Liverpool game, that's a good question. Let's have a look. The Liverpool games are
Everton. That's one of them, I believe.
Yeah, Everton is one of them, and then they've got an away game at Bournemouth. So they're home to Everton and away at Bournemouth.
Oh, that's not too bad a shout then.
Yeah,
Everton don't look good right now.
No, well, they concede, if nothing else.
I've definitely been thinking about Sturridge, and he scored, didn't he? So,
just a lovely man.
Yeah, no, nothing to do with football, just his little dance that he does. I like that. No, I've been thinking about Sturridge. I think, you know, if I'm going with the whole going to go mental and shit,
do
mental stuff. Sturridge, that might be the mental thing to do. Bring him in for one of these double game weeks.
And it's actually worked thus far.
Well, it has worked this week, yeah, bench boosting has given me extra points, but then it would. So I don't really think I'm laughing overall. Yeah.
It it's a long game, the old go mental. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
We'll see how it pans out. But yeah, Divock Origi might not be a bad shout, bearing in mind he's getting some minutes now and Klopp seems to trust him a little bit. And then Spurs absolutely battered United.
I thought that was going...
Fucking hell, yeah.
I thought that was looking at 0-0 and I thought that's nice, that'll do. At least we keep us sort of relatively, you know, close behind Spurs. But yeah, then they smashed it. That's a fucking amazing performance, really, isn't it? Let's be honest.
You're going to have to accept that they're going to finish above you.
Yeah, they will. It's going to be the first time ever.
Spurs are going to finish above Arsenal. Yes,
I'm really upset about it.
I think it's really...
I think I said I'd have to leave the country if that happened, so you're going to have to find another host.
I think it's if they won the league, you were going to do that.
Was it? Oh, right, okay.
Fair you on. Remember a couple of years ago, they used to say about Tottenham and really about Liverpool, that they're all like, you know, like whatever, like soft and all that kind of stuff, like Spice Boys. I really thought that, looking at watching the Arsenal game, when they were lined up. They all just seem like...
Too attractive for you.
Yeah, like a whole...
Don't feel intimidated.
Like all of them. They just seem like, yeah, we're here, we're going to win.
We're attractive.
Like, yeah, look how cool we are.
Tight little shirts. Yeah.
Exactly.
They're good looking lads.
There's been a couple of pluses. Like Iwobi's been a positive.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, Iwobi's been... he's been good. And
and Bellerin, obviously.
Yeah. Bellerin, although he didn't do much this week. I like the fact that... you know, Sanchez is hitting form again.
Yeah.
You know, that's nice. That's nice. There's a few positives, but not many.
I don't know why they didn't spend any money. I guess no, it's just everyone talks about
we
it.
Can't talk about this.
But if they've got Sanchez, and the only thing separating them from anybody is the fact they got Sanchez and Ozil.
They've
brought two, like, £50 million players, and they're well good.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, then they just completely give up.
That's Wenger, isn't it? Yeah. Stubbornness, Ash. Stubbornness. And all they'll do is, if they do get rid of him, he'll go upstairs, be chairman of football, and he'll be breathing down the neck of whoever comes in, and nothing will change.
It'll just be a single gunshot in the night as Tom shoots himself.
I like that position. He'll go upstairs, he'll be the chairman of football.
He will. He'll be like, the lord of football. Skeletor, the overlord. Breathing down the neck of whoever comes in. Not
he'll sit on his iron throne, and he'll do all those things, all those football things. No, Tom will get a bit depressed. We won't talk
Let's
about
not.
That
no.
too much. Let's talk about the league, Tom. That won't depress you as much.
Let's not.
Let's do
Let's
it.
Let's talk about
Let's
the league. Go, it, Tom. Tell us.
Okay, from the bottom to the top.
All right.
Craig.
Yeah.
389th, mate. You dropped. You've dropped.
At the moment, remember there's still a game to play.
Yes, sorry, I have made notes. Craig, 389th, brackets shit. No, I put brackets Coleman, Lennon and Lukaku captain to play. So you've still got three Everton to play.
Yeah, a lot of people do. So I've dropped about 30. I've dropped about 40 places. So I won't make them all back up with that. No. But hopefully a few people.
Definitely, because I don't think a lot of, like we said, there'll be as many people.
Yeah, I would have had a better week if Bournemouth had held their clean sheet.
Oh, tell me about it.
Their clean sheet. And that's an extra 20 points there, 15 points.
Definitely, yeah. Same here. That was really fucking annoying. Me, I did go up 50 places. 213th, 213. I've got Dan... Lennon, Lukaku captain, and possibly Barkley, although he's gone yellow, bless him. He's gone yellow. He's looking peaky. He's gone ever so yellow. He might be jaundiced. We don't know. So I have three, potentially four, including a captain to play. So I could be having a very good one. And then Ash, he's still up there. He's unhappy because he's dropped a bit, but you haven't dropped a lot. 42nd. What were you, like 35th last week? 36th?
But I totally fucked it. If I'd played my bench, I'd now be 23rd. I'd be 2 points behind my beef steak, Adam Heppenstall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How and now I'm totally done.
Now you've got some beef with you've got some beef with.
He's 42.
Jordy Wilson in 44th.
Oh no, he's going to do his own. Well, because
it's the beef with G Dub.
Well, because the real reason it's bad is because I've gone for a different strategy. I'm not doing bench boost.
You're going for the go mental strategy.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing. Instead of doing. What do you call it? Wild card bench boost.
Yeah.
I'm triple captaining next week, and then I'm doing the wild card bench boost.
For 37.
For 37.
Yeah.
But so that means this next 2 weeks, I'm going to take a massive hit, doesn't it? Mm. And then I have to, right in the last 2 weeks, hope I can leap back ahead of everybody.
But to be fair...
Save that shit. Tease them. We don't want to give away too much actual knowledge early doors.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. But you're 42nd, you've still got Dan, Lennon and Lukaku captain to play. So Lukaku captain for all three of us. We've all got Lennon. And me and you have got Dan and Craig's got Coleman. And I've got Barkley potentially. So, you know, could be quite good. By the time we come back in next week, we're
Didn't it be funsies? Could be smiling.
Oh, yeah. God, I never listened to my own advice. Didn't fucking McCartney score as well?
McCartney doesn't play. If you mean James McCarthy at Everton.
He did, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Bloody McCarthy.
I was saying about getting Lennon and McCarthy.
I think it was the Lennon and McCarthy link. Yeah, but he did actually score James McCarthy, yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You did actually say he'd be a low cost in play. He doesn't score many points, but yeah. This was the week. So are you ready for the top 10?
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
Let's see.
So there has actually been some movers and shakers.
Mm-hmm.
None of our new guys, because we had about 6 or 7 new teams in the league, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And we had someone tweet us. They looked, and I think it might have been Jordy Wilson tweeted and said that all 6 of them were going ahead of him.
Yeah.
So surely they've gone into that. They've gone into that top 50 then.
He was like, I know what it feels like, the bastards, because he did that last year.
He did, yeah.
So we have a couple just outside, I think, but we've got top 10. HB Bizzle in 10th place, Gunnar Gunnar, the Kasmala 11 in 9th, Pinky and De Bruyne in 8th, Calvin Chan, higher rate for United, he's up to 7th. Annoyingly, Bob's team is back in.
Hey!
6th. Fuck off, Bob. Bob's team's in at 6th. I like our relationship with our listeners. Yeah. Fuck off, Bob. Right in Debushi is in 5th. Up to 4th, JRB defending, Justin Bannon. Keep calm and climb up in 3rd. And then Elliot Levy's down to 2nd.
Oh.
He's been knocked off. He only had 1 week at the top spot at the moment. Obviously, the game week's not over. And Gare Mielder is back up to top. But by the time you listen to this, Elliot Levy, our ex-league leader and in 2nd place by himself, has actually written us a blog for our fan blog.
Yes, we're posting. First episode of fan blog.
It went up. And he's done one about the double game week, the big double game week. One's just gone up about Roy's international squad from one listener. And now Elliot has actually done one for us about the double game week. So coming from 2nd in the league, we'll post that and you should have a look at thegaffertapes.com. But that's the top 10. So unlike last year where we thought it was wrapped up at this point, it is open.
Yeah, definitely. League. Yeah,
there's only 10 points, 15 points separating 3rd to 1st. So it's all pretty open.
That is pretty open. Yeah, it's not as exciting for us. I mean, I'd be happy to get sort of 150 or above.
I think you've got a good chance of catching me now.
For me, mate,
it's boring watching the top. It's like watching porn. It's all great, but I know I can't get involved.
Yeah, really. Very much. Yeah, very much.
And that's
like
the problem.
That. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, it's just a load of names, isn't it? People above you. It must be like being a West Ham fan. Oh, who are they up there?
Oh, football jokes.
Banter.
Yeah. Sorry, we promise not to do that again. Yeah. In part 2, we're going to be going through all your tweets. I mean, we've got lots of them lined up. In part 3, Ash has already given us a bit of a quiz, but there's more, which he assures us is another great quiz. And obviously, finally, the big double game week's upon us. There's going to be no discussing tactics, this, that. We're just going to tell you what we're going to do for the double game week, if Ash remembers to set his alarm and skip brunch to do it. But we're going to do all of that in part 2 and part 3 of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello, welcome back to part 2 of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. Part 2, as always, it's over to Tom. Tom's domain, as weirdly, he is the social media expert, apparently, of the three of us, and has been going through your tweets and messages that we've had over the week. Tom, over
it's
to you.
I'm an expert. I just have a lot more time in my day than you two do. Spend a lot of time. I did did you see my poll today on Twitter?
I think another pop-related poll, wasn't it?
It was, who's your favourite member of One Direction? But I don't know their names, so I just sort of guessed at their names.
Ah.
Little Kipper was one.
Yeah.
Wilfred J. Beanbag was another. Can't remember the others. I get really bored.
You
honestly
must have been so
really
close bored to getting them right as well.
Yeah,
Wilfred J. Beanbag.
Do your employers listen?
I was worried that they blocked me getting on Fantasy Premier League site because I kept trying to get on and it wouldn't let me on. And I sort of mentioned it to the IT bloke and he went a little bit red and I thought, I think he's tried to block me. But then I intimidated him because I'm quite an aggressive sort of working class chap. So I went, what's this? What's this? Why can't I get me fucking Fantasy Premier League? What's wrong with you? I need me fucking Fantasy Premier League. And then he bottled it.
You just saying, I need to get on my Fantasy Premier League. He must have thought, this guy's full retard.
Oh, yeah.
I let him on before he gets sued.
But, yeah, so I'm about to read the tweets that we received at the Gaffer Tapes this week in a section we like to call Tweets from a Tweet. That was close, Ash. That was good. I didn't think you were going to do it. I thought I was going to point you and you just came, I've no idea what you're talking about. No, that was good. Thanks very much. Yes, tweets from a tweet. We got many a tweet. A couple of new tweeters. Got one from No Name at the Ograbilius.
Ograbilius.
Ograbillius.
You made up a couple of letters in there.
Yes, probably.
Ograbilius,
He / she said, bringing in Ozil or Sanchez as my triple captain this game week, who's the better pick, bearing in mind Sanch is 1.3 mil dearer?
Was that a character's problem she went with Sanch or he?
I'm guessing Sanch, yeah that was the short
one. Well, be slightly more economical with your other words and use their full names, please.
Correct, yes. Yeah, what do we think, chaps?
Whoa.
Because they both scored the same amount of points this week. Ozil, like they say, 1.3 mil cheaper. If you can't afford Sanchez, is it just as good to go for Ozil?
Well, obviously, two months ago, that would have been a no-brainer, or 3 months ago.
Ozil, exactly, yeah.
Everyone had Ozil, but form-wise, just looking now, form-wise, he, before this 7 points, it's been 3-3, 2-2, I don't know. Yeah. I always just feel like Sanchez is more of a goal threat, but that doesn't necessarily equate to points. What do you think, Ash?
Yeah, God, it's so difficult. Who have they got in there?
We have.
Well, they've got Palace, two home games. So
Palace and West Brom. Yeah. Palace and West Brom. So I think Arsenal, I'm certainly going to do Arsenal triple captain. But to be fair, it's a quandary that I myself have pondered.
I guess I have the two of them. Ozil's the one in form.
Sanchez is the one currently in form. But then this week Ozil scored as well. So it's like, has he hit a bit of form?
I'd say probably, at least if you look at it this way, Sanchez is going to be the fitter of the two, isn't he? So it's probably more likely.
He's a lot more attractive in that tight shirt. Certainly.
He is, yeah.
He's probably going to be the one who survives the double game week better, although he has got the massive disadvantage that he runs around and Ozil does fuck all, so he's going to conserve a lot of energy just fishing about.
Yeah, that's true. He needs some of that fucking space food that you eat, doesn't he? Sorting right out. Some of that space shit.
My hunch would be Sanchez, I think.
I think so. But then, if you can't quite afford him, I suppose Ozil is the next best thing, really, isn't he, in this sort of every way?
Yeah, delete your team.
Get a better hobby. If the thing that's stopping them you getting Sanchez is money, then I find that weird that that's a problem, because I don't know about you, but this season there haven't been many times when I've been maxed out for money because a lot of the best value's been cheap.
Yeah.
So
if money's the problem, then just get him in.
Yeah. Well,
find a way.
Find a way.
If you were a proper father, you'd find a way. Exactly. Mr. Oscar, what's the name?
I think if you're gonna triple captain him as well, it's worth spending the extra money. Yeah.
Exactly.
If it's just a case between having the two in your team, go for Ozil. But if you're going triple captain, if you're using your one chip for the season, then who are
then
you going to be?
It's worth spending the money.
Yeah.
Then what's 4 points? What's 4 points, really?
Between friends.
Yeah.
Exactly. We've got another tweet. First time tweeter, I believe. Up the Chels, which is unfortunate. Yeah.
That does make me gag a bit, though.
Yeah, a little bit. At Sam Otione, CFC 93.
Yeah, stick to Up the Chels.
Yeah, stick to that. He said, he didn't say that. He said, need a WBA, West Brom, defender. Must have one in my team. Dawson, there's no punctuation here. Dawson Evans. He's got an exclamation mark after Up the Chels, but nothing else. Need a West Brom defender, must have one in my team. Dawson, Evans or McCauley? Who is nailed on, you think? Who's nailed on? Who do you think?
Dawson.
I think Dawson, yeah. I was looking at that. He's surprisingly cheap, Dawson, as well, for the amount of sort of minutes he plays. I mean, you're only going to get a limited amount of points for a West Brom player.
Yeah.
But he plays 90 minutes nearly every week.
Yeah, the other thing is, they're just all so shit, so what does it matter?
Well, my big question is, why do you need a fucking West Brom player?
Yeah, I don't. Quite know.
They got a double game week.
Yeah, but so
so's eight other teams.
No, but then that must be it. He's full of all the other players.
He can't be full of all of them.
You can't, no.
Either that or he's in
He's got limited money and he's looking and thinking, I need to get in a double gamer.
Or he could be in a, what do you call it, like a, you know, like a draw league or something.
To be fair, maybe he's a grown man who can come up with his own problems. We just have to give the answers.
Correct, yeah.
So fair enough. But yeah, I think even though he's a tiny bit more money, I think we'd all say Dawson there. He's the most consistent.
Yeah. So it's either that or rethink your life.
Mm.
Why are you stuck to West Brom?
He could say the same to us, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true. The very specific tweets keep coming in. One from our friend Ian Horton. He said, afternoon, boys, question for you. In-form single game week Pella or more risky double game week Martial?
Yeah.
I thought Martial looked good against Spurs in bits. It's like one of those things where you're playing well, but the rest of the team's absolute dog shit, so what can you do?
Yeah, but then you ain't going to be getting the points, are you?
No, he's still got that off chance of doing well, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's twice the opportunity. They are home in both games as well, but it's versus the fact that Pella is the most informed striker in the game currently.
Is he?
Yeah.
The last few weeks?
Yeah, his form for the last 4 weeks, bearing in mind the 2 points comes against Leicester, it's 13, 15, 2, 12.
Well,
and that two's against Leicester, obviously, aren't you know, goals.
Conceding goals, yeah.
But United have got Villa at home and Palace at home, and they're two of the worst form teams in the league, except for that last win for Palace. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
I think the thing is that quite a few people are thinking of going for Martial as an outside triple captain pick.
Yeah.
No one's thinking about doing it for Pella, are they? So
no, that's true.
Yeah, exactly, I suppose, yeah. But then
it depends whether you have to get rid of him, whether it's like you'd have to get rid of one of them. Because the week after, Man United on a blank.
Right.
I guess it depends whether they beat us tomorrow or not, doesn't it?
Yeah, United are on a blank next week. I guess if you think if Pella's going to score, Pella plays in that game against Everton away from home. So is he going to do more than get one goal? One goal and assist at the very best.
Well, but the thing is, but then again, if you put Martial in, and then he plays two in 1 week, you have to then replace him or have somebody the next week. Whereas Pella plays against Everton, but then the next week, you're definitely going to want him because he's playing Villa.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, long game, then maybe Pella's a safer pair of hands.
Yeah. If you haven't got either of them, maybe just keep... How much is... do you know how much Martial is?
7.6, it's like a little bit less than Vardy, because I looked at potentially bringing him in.
Do you know everyone's value? It is 7.6.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I tell you, mate, I studied. Did you read my blog that I wrote for thegaffertapes.com? I've really done my homework this year, that's why I'm flying.
Oh, I thought it was one where you admitted you were autistic or something that you knew.
No, that's next week. Lads, we got a tweet from Mark Edworthy at Buffery007. Question, with all the wild cards leading to misery and despair, should we gang together and demand the wild cards back?
Yeah, revolution.
I like that. Can we do that? Can we go on strike or something?
Do you know what? It is nice to see that people's... Because I obviously had to use mine a few weeks ago because it was either that or just give up forever. And it's nice to see people failing a bit with their wild cards because mine was a disaster.
Yeah, same with me. I mean, I said at the time I'd wildcarded a couple of weeks too early and fucked it, really. But so that's quite nice that people... Although, surely, if they've done it, it's only failed this week and then it'll be good next week.
It's going to be absolutely
crazy.
So
I don't think Buffery needs to worry too much.
No, because they're going to go... Because you have to do it a week early. When they're double game witch bench boosting, it's going to be ridiculous.
Double game witch? Is she part of the... Is she the goblin bolt?
Yeah, the double game witch. She just
you
turns
seven.
Up.
Ah, it's the double game witch! Coming out of the Forest of Doom. Or something, I don't know. Lads, we've got a bloody tweet from Jack Saunders at iJax. He said, ditched Aguero for Sanchez, brackets, have Ozil and KDB. I'd rather Arsenal blank, brackets, Spurs fan. There's a lot of information in this.
Jesus Christ.
But if they don't, equals points. Heart versus head, discuss. So he's basically saying he'd be happy, obviously, if Arsenal do shit, but then fantasy Premier League-wise, it's good. Like, I've got a mate who always bets against Arsenal. He's an Arsenal fan. Now, betting against them, it then softens the blow if they lose. So it is that whole head versus heart thing. Because like, who would you say, Ash, is the team that you absolutely despise being a West Ham fan?
West Ham, probably.
West Ham ladies, because they're always fucking making us look like a right bunch of mugs.
I don't know, probably Man United.
United, hmm.
Yeah.
But as a Spurs fan, yeah, like, you know, it is that thing. I'd obviously rather see Spurs do badly. And then if they don't, then it's always good to be able to go, oh, actually, do you know what? Not great for Arsenal, but, you know, Alderweireld scored 15 points.
So what's he debating? He's a Spurs fan.
Yeah, Jack Saunders is a Spurs fan.
And he's wondering whether to put Spurs players in or not.
He'd rather have Arsenal blank and right. Do shit because he's a Spurs fan. But if they don't, it equals points. And well, it's, you know, the whole heart versus head thing.
You've got to leave that shit at the door with FPL, haven't you?
I think so. Like we've said many times before, I've tried to be all, no, I'm sticking to my guns. I'm never going to have Fabregas in my team. That was last season. It took me about a day before I put him in.
Yeah.
And like this year, I started off, no, I'm not going to have any Spurs. And I always do.
But it must be easier if you're an Arsenal fan because they don't really play for anything. So it's like it doesn't matter whether they win or lose. No, but I'll be serious because they finish. Because they just go to like sixth, aren't they? Well, at fourth.
Sixth? We're fucking third.
But you're just aiming for fourth and you know you're going to get it. So it doesn't really matter whether you win or lose, does it?
Third, looking for second.
So you could like have them in your team or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Cheers, Ash. A less specific one from Chuck Bailey at Pinchway Chuck. He said, out of the potential relegated teams this year, which players would be great buys for other clubs?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. Yeah, I thought it was a slightly different question.
Ooh.
Well, if we think of those, we know which three or four are going down, don't we? Yeah. So,
potentially Turncoat, Hobbit Boy, Defoe.
I think he'll do a job for some reason. I've just got this hunch that he'll sign for Bournemouth. He wants to be on the South Coast. He started his career there on loan. He wants to be in the South, sorry. So he still commutes from London to Sunderland, apparently. So I think really? He'll go somewhere to like for a year. But longer term, Newcastle, obviously, Wijnaldum, Wijamin.
Yeah.
Is a good player. I don't think anyone at Villa is appealing to anyone.
No, I can't.
What about Bakuna Matata?
Yeah, they've got some decent enough players, but no one's shown any character there whatsoever.
Maybe it's just they're all just tired of how shit it is.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're looking. Grealish,
yeah, look, their players aren't too bad.
Oh, Grealish is shit. I hate that greasy haired little bastard. He's not done anything, and he's just managed to garner a reputation for being this exciting prospect for a few good games. It's not for me.
So then who else? Who's the...
Well, Newcastle face the problem. They've spent big. So they've got in Townsend and Shelvey and Mitrovic and all these players who probably could be good players elsewhere.
Mm.
I think Mitrovic would do a good job somewhere. In the same way, Iosi Perez would do a good job somewhere.
Yeah.
You could picture him at a Swansea or somewhere.
I was going to say Swansea, yeah. Funny you said that. Maybe that's the new rumour. That's the new transfer rumour.
Iosi Perez to Swansea.
Yeah.
Done.
Perhaps.
I think, ironically, despite the fact they're one of the bleaker teams to watch, I think most sort of sellable, marketable players in the relegation fight are at Newcastle, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think any of them, normally when teams go down, they've got a couple of good players
who
people are sort of fighting over. I don't think really anybody is
No,
gonna
I
be.
Don't think it's going to be the usual scrap, no.
Yeah. Maybe if Norwich went down and were trying to offload, because they've actually got some good players.
Yeah, but most of them have just signed, like Stevie Naismith. Where's Houlihan's a good player? He could go.
Yeah.
Redmond. So I tweeted for FPL questions and we got a reply from My Name is Dan. He said, can we ask VPL questions too? VPL obviously being a visible panty line. So I said, please do. And he said, is it acceptable and do you like it? So Ash, visible panty lines? How do you feel about that?
I'm not sure.
Visible.
I'll wade in. I like it, but only on my footballers.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good answer.
Yeah. Thanks. I thought it was a nice way to tie it up, really.
Yeah, good.
Bit weird,
Dan. Football related. Talking of football related, our final tweet from Laura Klopp. Do not pronounce it Laurie Klopp. She didn't like that. She tweeted us, favourite obnoxious drink you all like to make/order? Espresso martinis? What?
Oh, it's in reference to Ash's drink of choice during last week's pod.
I don't drink obnoxious drinks. Big fan of the Vimto.
Do you always drink Foster's?
No, just lager. Just lager, usually.
Well, there you go, then.
I don't actually...
obnoxious drink.
Alcoholic drinks, I don't drink obnoxious drinks. I just have beer, really, because I'm a lad, innit?
Yeah, we're just lads, aren't we? Just
anyone who doesn't actually know what I look like, then just picture your stereotypical lad.
Yeah, drinking a beer.
Pop some glasses on him, give him a side part and then some Converse.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And like a small cardigan.
All of our listeners have either just shit themselves or got a hard on.
Yeah, big time. Ash, go on.
What was the question?
What's your most favourite...
Obnoxious drink.
What is an obnoxious drink?
Well, anything you drink. What's your favourite drink?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Right now, what's flavour of the month?
What do you like?
Yeah, well, White Russian, I guess.
White Russian.
Yeah, I do like a caramel latte.
Do you? Oh,
that's quite obnoxious, isn't it?
Yeah, that is quite obnoxious, yeah.
I order it really quietly in a Starbucks.
I like a flat white, Craig. Don't get me wrong. I love flat white.
Oh, I know.
One of my mates got me onto that.
We've discussed it. It's like drinking a 70s velvet curtain.
For nothing. It's so smooth.
When I was in America, they had a coffee place. It was obviously San Francisco.
They had a coffee place in America, right?
And it was so pretentious. It was, they've got a, so it's like a normal coffee store. And then it's like, but it's like half of it is a high-end stereo store.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So you can go in there and look at what stereos you want.
Listen to a Sanyo.
Exactly. But it's so pretentious. Mm. They've blacked out the windows to the stereo store.
Really?
So you can't even see it's there.
You can't even see it's there. So that's it's just like knowing it's there. It's like, oh, God. I only like to have a coffee if I know that there's a Bush somewhere nearby. Exactly. Or a JVC.
I want a coffee, but I'm not good enough to look at your speakers.
Mental.
I'll show myself out.
Oh, don't. Awful. Hate all this pretentiousness. So there, yeah, I don't have anything obnoxious that I drink. I'm just a fucking lad, and I...
That ties up nicely, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So, keep your tweets coming in, football-related, non-football-related, FPL-related, or just general football. Tweet us at TheGaffertapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We've had loads of good questions the last few weeks. They've been great, so keep them coming in. And Tom will keep the polls going, because he does like them.
Yeah. A daily poll. That'll be a thing, daily poll.
Just to keep Tom sane at work, really.
Daily poll, and there's going to be a regular feature. We've done one so far. It's Craig's poems to Adam Johnson. that was on Friday, wasn't it?
We published
the first one.
Yeah, it was a nervy day at work, bearing in mind I work at a children's TV network. So it was good. Yeah, it was good. But and also, we are going to carry on with a fan blog feature where you can write blogs for us about absolutely anything football-related, ideally. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. We've had quite a few submissions already, and we'll get round to all of them. The ones that are good, anyway. And they'll go on. So please
do
tweet
us
from us.
Dick pics, I suppose. But
a lot of dick pics. Yeah, we're going to save them up for one big BuzzFeed dick pic article at the end of the season.
That'd be amazing. BuzzFeed, the Gaffer Tapes top 20 dick pics of the season.
Guess whose dick belongs to who.
Yeah.
We'll
just put a load of Twitter handles next to a load of pictures of dicks.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, that's an idea for the calendar, so we'll save that.
That's the quiz next week.
Whose dick belongs to who.
Yeah, maybe log off for Twitter for a week.
We've gone off topic. It's got weird. Shall I tell my Lee Sharp anecdote?
End of season. Last podcast of the season. But for now, please do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Yeah, we'll read out your questions. Tom will read them out. We'll try and get through them. In part three, we're going to have the latest installment of the quiz, me versus Tom. Ash promises it's a good one. And a quick look forward to the double game week. And we'll be telling you exactly what we're going to be doing for the biggest FPL fixture week of the season. All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. And welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. So it's looking forward now, finally, to that. It's like Christmas Game week 34 coming up next. It's like Christmas, but you're really sick of it and scared that you might, your friends might make fun of you afterwards.
You've been waiting so long for it that by the time it gets here, you sort of, you don't. It's like having a party when you're a child. You look forward to it, but by the time you get there, all your friends get there, and you just start crying and tugging on your testicles. And then, no? Ash just shook his head, but no.
That's a good callback.
The only reason I'm saying no is because I never had a birthday party as a child.
So. Oh, didn't you?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
My birthday's on Christmas Day, so it wasn't.
Oh, that's true. Oh, and I thought you were joking, but you probably never have.
No, I didn't.
Do you know what I'd like to do, Craig?
What?
I'd like to give you a birthday party.
I thought you could say, I'd like to get you a child and like you to see his birthday party so you know just how fun
it
is.
I'd like to show you photographs of me enjoying birthdays as a child.
I want you to come round and see how much better my childhood was. That'd be good. But no, I never had birthday parties as a kid.
No, that's true.
I had my first birthday party at 30. And I thought this will be all right. I'll have a 30th birthday party. And then on the way home, the taxi driver hit someone, nearly killed a man, and I had to cradle his bleeding head into my jacket until the ambulance arrived.
Did you?
Yeah. And I was dressed as David Bowie in Labyrinth.
I was going to say that was your birthday party.
I was dressed as Jareth.
That's it. Your fancy dress one. I couldn't come to that, could I?
So that guy came round. And he saw Jareth from David Bowie. And
you went, am I dying? And you went, I saw my baby.
Yeah.
Crying.
And I just went, you made your choice, Sarah. In a really sort of voice, Bowie-esque voice. Yeah. And that was it. But anyway, that's birthdays, good. They're fun. And the game week 34, double game week coming up.
That's
instead of
too.
Going through all the fixtures and dwelling through it, because we've gone on about so much, we are definitively now in a point where we think we know what we're going to do for this game week.
Yes.
Yeah? So we're going to tell you that. And then we're going to do the quiz. And you can tweet us if you want any more specific advice and we'll try and get back to you.
Well, me and Craig will tell you, but what you have to do with Ash, you have to phone him at, 11:28?
Yeah, just pop...
Remind him to do it and then he'll talk you through it as he's doing on his computer.
Pop Ash a fax on a Saturday morning and he'll have a look at that for you. Mm. We'll know, but Ash won't. What are you doing, Tom?
Right, okay, I can talk you through. I've got my team in front of me now. Gomez, double game week in goal. Alderweireld at the back, Dan double game week, Bellerin double game week. That's your defence, yeah? So, you know, midfield. Oh, Lennon, yes please, double game week. Barkley, double game week, although he's gone yellow. Mahrez, Dele Alli up front. Double game week for Lukaku. Double game week, captain Aguero, and then Vardy. Now, what I might do is, I think Barkley's coming out because he's yellow and then that gives me a little bit more money. If Barkley doesn't play, he's coming out and I'm putting in Sanchez and triple captain him. But at the moment, that's how it stands.
Wow, that was informative. How many double game weekers have you got total?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7, although I'm thinking maybe I could even get rid of Mahrez for Ozil. So it'll be 7 or 8.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. And triple captain in probably Sanchez.
Well, almost identical then. For me.
Really? Okay. That's good for me and you and our sort of blossoming beef that's happening.
Yeah, because I have got 9 double game weekers.
9?
But I'm tempted. I've still got De Gea in goal. And I think I'm going to be dropping him to accommodate Sanchez elsewhere, taking a 4-point hit and triple captaining Sanchez.
Yeah, well, I might be taking a 4-point hit, maybe getting rid of Vardy actually and putting in either Sturridge or Welbeck up front.
You have talked about Welbeck for a while.
I have. And do you know what? And I think the fact that I've talked about him, and if I don't do it, he'll fucking score. So I might have to do that. Vardy out, Welbeck in.
Well, there you go.
Kill me if that happened.
Here we go. And I hesitate to ask, but Ash?
Well, he's looking at his phone as we talk. So he's just trying to remember what the fixtures are. And
I don't know.
Because
I've gone the other way and have not, I've left it all for, I've delayed it for a couple of weeks. So I don't even know who I can triple captain.
Well, let's be honest, people, if they are listening for our tips, they're listening for your tips because you're doing a lot better than me and Craig. You're the FPO expert.
That's fair.
I should probably start playing the game. It's one thing.
Yeah, rather than you only play it for like 3 minutes a week, really, don't you? Let's be honest, that is the only time you play it for 3 minutes a week, which isn't long enough.
Yeah, I do quite well in a minute to...
You do all right.
Yeah, for like a minutes to point ratio, I'm really good.
Really good, yeah. Really good, yeah.
So maybe that's it. Maybe my thing I'm going to do this week is fuck my team. I'm going to start playing FPL for the last 4 weeks of the season.
Excellent.
I feel like you're mocking us.
Yeah, I feel like you're mocking us. I feel like you're being a little bit of a secret squirrel yeah. with it all.
Do you know what, Ash? Just do the quiz.
Yeah. I don't even want to
Who should I triple captain then?
I don't care, mate. You do what you want.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play a little game.
Go on.
I like to call...
Get your quote, you've pulled.
Oh, there you go. What could that possibly mean?
So, this week's quiz is another new one. With the scores at 10-7 to Craig.
Yes.
Oh, it's 10-7 now. I was going to say 10-6 because I've got that written down in front of me. But 10-7.
So, I have taken some quotes from three level-headed gentleman footballers. Mm-hmm. Balotelli, Cristiano Ronaldo and Ibrahimovic. And you just have to assign the quote to one of them.
Lovely.
And there's 1,500.
Okay. I was going to say, that all sounds very...
It did sound really simple, didn't it?
Really straightforward. No, but what I've done is I've translated it into Chinese... back into Japanese, and then I'm going to say the words backwards, and you have to guess what street they live in.
And then I've asked a man who's been blind since birth to draw emojis.
There we go. The hardest quiz ever.
Right.
Right, okay. Let's hear this shit.
Okay. I'm not the humblest person in the world. I admit that.
Just let us know when the quotes start, Ash.
Yay!
Quiz wizard! So is that Ronaldo, Ibrahimovic, or Balotelli?
Right.
Oh, do you know what? No.
I'll go first.
They're all pretty. They're all so humble.
Yeah. Do you know? I've got mine.
Yeah, I've got mine.
I think for that one, I don't think Ibrahimovic is aware of humility particularly, and I don't know if Balotelli knows what it means. So that one, I think it's Ronaldo.
I said Ronaldo. Originally, I said Ibrahimovic, and then I crossed it out pretty much for the same reasons. I've never heard him sort of be that self-aware. So, Ronaldo.
Yeah, well done.
Both right.
I liked your... I'm not sure Balotelli would know what humble is.
No.
Okay. I have my flaws too, but I'm a professional who doesn't like to miss or lose.
I've got that, I reckon.
Oh, shit. Have you? Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, I've got mine.
It's just a guess. Balotelli.
I've gone Ronaldo again because I think you're a bastard.
2-1 to Craig.
Get in!
Because I think you're a bastard.
You're a professional bastard, sir.
Okay. Racism springs from ignorance.
Okay. Now, there's a certain alley we could go down with this one that it would make
us
guess.
I'm going there. I'm going there because I need the points.
I've gone Balotelli.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Racial.
Okay, here we go. I don't have to show anything to anyone. There is nothing to prove. He doesn't have anything to prove.
I think I've got that straight away.
Who is it?
Yeah, Ibrahimovic.
Ibrahimovic, yeah.
Is that what you're going for as well, Craig?
Yeah.
No, it's Ronaldo.
Oh, really?
He's got the full gamut of emotions.
Just the arrogance in your voice there, I thought that sounded like Ibrahimovic. Can you affect an accent for this next one?
I think I might give it away.
Correct. Doesn't need to be the correct accent. Could you do it in Welsh, please?
Definitely not. I do not need a trophy to tell myself that I am the best.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think... Oh, see, now...
I think I know that quote.
Oh, okay.
I think I know that quote. And I think... It's because I think it's Ibrahimovic. I think it's because of his lack of Ballon d'Or.
Oh, see, I said Ibrahimovic, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
So is it 3-2?
Originally, I was going to say Balotelli.
It's not 3-2. I haven't got one wrong. I'm on 5.
I've got 3. 1, 2, 3.
It's 5-3.
No, you got the last... Oh, no, sorry, yeah, yeah.
Have you got them all right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't get the last one, right?
Yeah.
What did you say for the last one?
What was the last one?
Not the last one we just did, the one before
No, I did get that. I'm on 4, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 4-3.
It's 4-3, yeah.
Okay. I have my life, my world. I do what I want without annoying anyone.
Oh, I just.
I can just see him saying it. I think I know this one.
Okay,
you got one, Craig?
Yeah,
I said Balotelli this time.
I said Ronaldo again. It just seemed a bit too eloquent for Balotelli.
For all. Oh. Balotelli. He doesn't annoy anybody. He gets on with his life.
How many is there, Ash?
Just a few more.
Okay.
I love the vagueness.
Lionel Messi is awesome.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
That's a mind fuck. That's a mind that fuck, is. That. Okay. I got mine.
Yeah.
I said Ronaldo.
I said Ibrahimovic because I knew you played alongside him.
5-4 to Craig. It was Ibrahimovic.
Because I thought, well, Ronaldo gets asked a lot about Messi, doesn't he? So yeah. I thought maybe at some point he'd said, no, he's awesome. That's a shame.
I am different. If you can find another like me, then I'll buy you dinner.
Oh, fuck.
That's an amazing line for a job interview, I think.
Oh, that's really tough. I'm kind of...
I've got mine again, I think. I think.
I'm just kind of... Right, yeah. Oh, hang on. Go on. I said Ronaldo.
I said Ibrahimovic again. I don't know if Ronaldo's got the charm to say something like that.
It's Balotelli.
Is it? Is I it? Fucking wrote Balotelli and I crossed it out.
It was between Ibra and Balotelli for me.
Yeah. Shit. So it's still 5-4 to Craig?
Yeah,
it's still 5-4.
Fuck.
Next question. I'm living a dream I never want to wake up from.
Oh, I'm living a dream. Very romantic.
So is it the girl from Potsworth and Company? Yeah, 90s.
That
nostalgia.
Is a proper 90s kid throwback.
Potsworth and Company. Just step into the dream zone.
Just some kids and a dog travelling through dreams.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? But no, it probably wasn't them. So.
Sorry, I was too busy. What was the question? Too busy working on the Potsworth and Company reference.
Me and my dog are travelling through dreams.
Do you remember Potsworth and Company?
No, I don't.
He doesn't even remember it. Me and my dog are travelling through dreams.
It was really good.
Like
YouTube
Balotelli, just off his nut.
YouTube it right now.
Yeah. Please YouTube Potsworth and Company.
I'm living a dream I never want to wake up from.
Right, yeah, I've got it. I haven't got it, but I've got an answer.
I was trying to work out. Yeah, go on, right. I've said Ronaldo.
I said Ronaldo.
Yeah, points for each of you. 6-5 to Craig.
How many more have we got?
Five.
Anyway.
Many stories are invented about me. Too many stories. Almost everyone uses me. And I'd say about 0.01% of the gossip is true.
Okay.
I think I've got that.
Okay, I'm going to go Balotelli.
Ooh, I said Ibrahimovic. Oh, I'm thinking...
7-5 to Craig. It was obviously
fucking
Balotelli.
Hell.
He didn't go into a Nando's and pay for everyone's food.
I don't like to talk about myself.
Is that the quote?
He's talking about me.
That's tough.
Is that the quote?
That is the quote.
None of them seem like that person.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but it could be said ironically. Say it ironically, Ash.
I don't like to talk about myself. Is that more questioning?
No, you just looked quite quizzical.
Yeah.
Have you got an answer, Craig?
Yeah.
I've said Ibrahimovic.
I've gone Balotelli again.
Tom's made up a point.
Oh, 7-6.
7-6.
7-6 with three left.
Putting it back with three left, motherfucker.
I'd always put myself second. I like to make others happy.
Hmm. Okay.
Me and my dog travelling through dreams.
Right, go on, Craig.
I'm going to go for Ronaldo.
Oh, fuck, I said Ronaldo, so...
Ibra.
Alright.
Two left. Fuck, 7-6.
It obviously bothers people when Real Madrid win. It makes them jealous. There isn't a level playing field.
Well, this is a mind fuck here, isn't it?
Yeah. Has he gone for the...
There's three more after this, just to confuse you.
There's three more. There's this one and three more.
Okay. Yeah.
And he said five just lies.
Well, I guesstimated.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think it's a double treble bluff. Have you got an answer?
Yeah.
What are you writing? Is only three? You're like writing notes.
I know. Yeah.
I've gone Ronaldo. I figured just play it safe.
Ibrahimovic.
Ronaldo.
Oh, it's just that simple. 8-6.
Sorry, there's only 17 more questions. You'll catch me up.
I can't help but laugh at how perfect I am.
Wow.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Craig Hazel, 30th birthday.
Yeah. I think that's an Ibrahimovic quote. That's Zlatan. Yeah,
that's what I said.
Is Zlatan all over? Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I'm a genius, but not a rebel.
Okay. It's 9-7, isn't it? So it's, okay, I need
9-7. Oh, okay. Fuck. The only thing I can do is draw. Okay, so I said Balotelli.
I said Balotelli for his disciplinary record.
Yeah, you're right.
Balls. Well, Craig's beating me then, isn't he?
Yeah.
10-7. Last question. Let's do the last one.
Go on then.
Fuck.
There are people out there who hate me, who say I'm arrogant, vain, and whatever, but it's all part of my success. I am the best.
Right.
Not an arrogant or vain thing to say.
I think that was Les Dennis.
So this is for 3 points.
For three points. Yeah. Ronaldo. Ronaldo.
Correct.
Correct. Wow. So I won.
You didn't win shit.
11-7 to Craig.
Yeah.
That was 11-7. It wasn't fucking Les Dennis. 10-8. It's a Les Dennis. Oh, no, sorry. I've got to talk about that. Oh, no, it's because the... Right, no, sorry. Yeah. It's because this score is the same as the overall score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was thinking, was it Les Dennis? How did he guess that? Excellent. Well.
Right. So that brings the end of the quiz. There's not much time for Tom to take it back, but bearing in mind Ash is in charge, I'm pretty sure there'll be some double score, treble score, weird situations going on for the last few weeks. Am I right?
Not happy.
No, it's going to be just straight down the line.
Remember, I'm the quiz wizard next year, mate. Yeah. You boys want to be keeping me sweet, otherwise I'm going to, you know.
I think for the last 3 weeks, I'm going to keep it straight down the line, just pure statistical questions.
Mm. Yeah, maybe that would freak us out. If you did just the normal Q&A, like five questions, we'd shit our pants. We wouldn't know what's going on.
Three true or false questions about the football last week.
Imagine that. No, I'd still lose. I'd definitely lose.
I'd still say Les Dennis. So we're all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about all we've got time for this week. But obviously, by the time you hear this, the game week will have finished. So hopefully Everton, Palace, whoever you want to win or got some points will have done so. Keep tweeting us in at the Gaffer Tapes. Tom's on there, aren't you, mate? Interacting.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time on there. If you see a poll, that's probably me.
What is your Twitter handle?
What's my Twitter handle?
Yeah, personally.
At the @the_Tom_Holmes.
And can we follow you on it?
Please do.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Interact with Tom there.
Interact with me there. Please, I spend a lot of time at work just sat behind my desk pretending to be busy.
Just on the toilet.
Yeah. Drinking a lot of green tea. It's good for you. Ash, what's your Twitter?
Ash Kernsworth.
There you go. We all know each other's Twitters. I feel like we know a lot more about each other, so that's nice. And Tom also answered his pretentious drink question there with his green tea.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And mine's just at Craig Hazel. But follow at the Gaffer Tapes and email us info@thegaffertapes.com with any questions or anything you want answered for next week. When it's the next time we speak to you, the big double game week will be underway.
It's going to be, that's right, yeah, it wouldn't have been over yet. Yeah, we'll all be either happy or sad or...
And we might have a better grasp on who's going to win our league.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be, I think a lot of the old big boys are going to come up, rise through the ranks.
Yeah, so keep an eye on that. But anyway, and you can still join the league. Tell your mates if they don't listen or if they haven't joined the league yet to do so. And one quick mention, actually, before we do go. Obviously, it's getting towards the FA Cup final. We're going to be doing our regular drink for the FA Cup final at the Maple Leaf Bar in London, the Canadian bar in central London. So we'll get some details posted about that. But if you're free on FA Cup final day around the London area, then come for a drink.
It was for... people who weren't there last year.
Last year.
There were genuinely film stars and Copper 90 turned up.
Copper 90 did turn up.
Yeah,
did an interview with Craig while in the background Ash knocked a drink over me.
You can actually see it. If you search for Copper 90's FA Cup final video and just watch them interview, they chat to me in in the Maple Leaf. Yeah, the background's brilliant. Just Tom and Ash trying to mop up.
It makes it look like he's tossing me off a little bit because he's trying to like mop me.
We had to retrospectively CGI in the drink falling over.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
People didn't realise
what we usually do is me and Ash just toss each other
it
off.
It sums up perfectly the different levels of professionalism for them who've got over a million subscribers and us.
Oh, I thought you meant from you to us. Like, there's me going, guys, hey, you know, FA Cup is always such a big cornerstone of the British summertime. And then there's Ash just like sucking me off in the background. That's professionalism.
But on a serious note, do follow Copper 90. Yeah, they're excellent. But no, FA Cup final, we'll be doing the same again in the Maple Leaf. But obviously, in the meantime, good luck with your double game week 34 and for the rest of game week 33. And get us on Twitter, email, and obviously tell all your mates about the podcast and leave some bloody reviews. But that's about it for now, right?
Yes. Leave some iTunes reviews, you cunts.
Oh, yeah. Please do. There we go. Ash has come alive at the end of the podcast.
Okay, but that's what we've got time for from the Cavitators.
I think we should end on that point.
Yeah, so leave some iTunes reviews for Ash, or he gets very angry. But for now, thank you very much. And goodbye.
Rib.
Ronaldo. Ibrahimovic. Balotelli. Rib. Rib.
I think we should just start the quiz.
Rib
and
it.
I'll just say...
Rib it.
I'll just say, right, it's the start of the quiz. Rib. That should be more than enough information.
Yeah. Go, question mark.